Welcome to the new American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation.
Welcome back to the New American Culture Exchange, the podcast where we explore how Web3 is rewiring the rules of the great American game. I'm Glenn Venture Smith, and today we're diving into rule number 6, the market equation, the difference between long and short-term strategies. What is it? How is it reshaping the way we create, perceive, and exchange values? Let's dive in. The traditional market playbook is getting completely rewritten by Web3, and it's happening faster than anyone expected. A recent study showed that 67% of Gen Z consumers now prioritize community trust over brand recognition, a seismic shift in how value is created and perceived.
That's fascinating. It shows how different things are from just a few years ago, when brands like Beats could dominate purely through marketing.
You are exactly right. Let's break down what is the new market equation. In the old days, companies like Beats could essentially buy their way to the top through celebrity endorsements and flashy marketing, even though their product wasn't necessarily the best in terms of quality.
So what changed? How did we get from there to here?
Well, Web3 introduced something revolutionary: transparent, immutable records of every transaction and interaction. You can't just make empty promises anymore because everything's visible on the blockchain. Here is what's so interesting. A recent survey showed that 82% of Web3 project failures were directly linked to a lack of community trust.
That's quite a stark statistic. So companies can't just rely on marketing hype anymore?
Not at all. Look at what happened with several high-profile NFT projects last year. They had massive marketing budgets and celebrity endorsements. Still, they collapsed because they couldn't deliver real value.
You know, that reminds me of how different successful Web3 projects operate. They seem to focus much more on building sustainable ecosystems.
Exactly. Take the case of Ethereum-based DAOs. They've shown that when you align community interests with project success, you create what is called value loops. These are self-reinforcing cycles where community engagement drives development, which increases utility and attracts more community members.
So, how are traditional companies adapting to this new reality?
It's been fascinating to watch. Some are struggling. We've seen major brands launch NFT projects that flopped because they treated them like traditional marketing campaigns. But others are getting it. For instance, one major sportswear brand increased community engagement by 300% by implementing blockchain-based verification of sustainable practices. And by connecting with us, the New American Culture Exchange, at nace.com.
Wow, that's quite a transformation in how value is created and measured. Please, give us more of your insight, Mr. Solutionist.
Absolutely. And here's what's really interesting. The data shows that Web3 projects with strong community governance outperform traditional centralized models by an average of 2.5% in terms of long-term value creation.
Well, that certainly challenges the old notion that quick profits are the path to success.
You are absolutely right. And get this. A recent analysis showed that projects powered by Web3, prioritizing transparency and community engagement, have a 76% higher survival rate during market downturns than those following traditional business models.
Those numbers tell the story of how the market is really evolving.
They do. And here's another fascinating trend. We're seeing a sharp decline in the effectiveness of traditional marketing strategies. The average return on investment, ROI, for celebrity endorsements in Web3 projects is actually negative 15% compared to projects that focus on community building.
That's quite a shift from the Beats era. How do you see this playing out over the next few years?
Well, the projections are fascinating. Analysts predict that by 2030, over 60% of brand value will be directly tied to community engagement and transparent governance. That's a complete inversion of the traditional market model of today.
So, what should companies be doing right now to adapt?
First, invest time in getting ramped up with the New American Culture Exchange at NACE.com and DisruptHipHop.com for in-depth training in how to navigate this amazing new landscape. Second, trust that your family and community only have 2.5 years before the next wave of technology advancement with AI in transparent governance systems takes place. Communities that do get on board will see an average 40% increase in community growth, trust, and wealth advancement. Third, developing real utility, not just marketing promises. And fourth, creating sustainable value loops that benefit all stakeholders.
That sounds like a comprehensive plan we can put forth our best effort in challenging traditional business practices for a sustainable future. I'm ready.
Great. Because companies that successfully make this transition are seeing remarkable results. The top performing projects powered by Web3 have community retention rates above 85%, compared to just 30% for traditional marketing-driven projects.
Amazing. So, looking ahead, what should we be watching for?
Keep an eye on how traditional brands experiment with decentralized governance models. We're already seeing some interesting cases, like luxury brands using blockchain to create transparent supply chains and build community trust. The most successful ones will be those who understand this isn't just about technology. It's about fundamentally rethinking how value is created and shared.
That's quite a shift in mindset for traditional business and community leaders.
And that's the key takeaway. The market equation isn't just changing, it's being fundamentally rewired. The future belongs to those who understand that sustainable value creation comes from community trust, transparent governance, and genuine utility. The days of pure marketing plays are numbered. I want to thank you for joining the podcast today, and please visit us at the New American Culture Exchange, NACE.com, and DisruptHipHop.com to sign up for our newsletter. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith.
Welcome to the New American Culture Exchange Podcast, where we dive into the great American game. I'm your host, Glenn Venture Smith. Do you know what the exchange is? Do you know the rules of the exchange? If you don't, then you've been played. Our mission, to harness the power of Web3 and the unstoppable spirit of hip-hop, to create a decentralized ecosystem that puts solutions in the hands of solutionist artists. Together, we'll solve real problems, fund community-driven initiatives, and empower neighborhoods to build enterprises that construct systemic change and foster generational wealth. This is not just a podcast. It's a cultural renaissance engineered for systemic transformation.